Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Botox Cosmetic, onabotulinum botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in all over North America. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We appreciate you for being here. We'll be hanging out for two more hours. The show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It's Major League Baseball Wild Card Elimination Day. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thursday Night Football. We got a new game. We got a matchup between San Francisco and the Los Angeles Rams. They get underway in about 15 minutes. We got the Yankees and Red Sox. Somebody has to go home. They get started in a matter of minutes. We've already had somebody go home. The Detroit Tigers eliminated the Guardians. The Chicago Cubs taking on San Diego. And San Diego's been able to put a run up on the board. They're getting ready to go home. They be in San Diego. Ibacha, am I speaking too soon? They got two guys on base here. It's 3-1.
Let me switch. Because I think ESPN is a little bit behind.
Oh, boy.
No,
the game's not over yet. Let's put it this way. 3-1. The Cubs lead the Padres. They got one guy on first, one out. Cubs out here trying to handle business and move on to take on the Brewers. We'll keep you up to date as the game continues on. Everybody's out here sweating right now. The Yankees, Red Sox, they got two rookies out here. They're sweating. And so, yes, it's elimination day. We'll keep you up to date as we continue to move on. Thank you to Britt Giroli joining us from The Athletic to talk baseball. Thank you as well. Ryan Dunleavy from the New York Post came through to talk some NFL action. How about this? In another 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with John Kincaid. He covers, he talks about everything. We're going to talk the Phillies specifically. Maybe I'll ask him about Joel Embiid too. Or maybe I'll also ask him about the Eagles. John Kincaid joining us in about 20 minutes. Hey, you want to be a part of the show? You can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Down to the wire here, man. You know, Botcher, this sucks. And I'm going to tell everybody about my technological a realization the other day, and one I just had too, by the way. I'll get there in a second. I wish we had five games. Like, I hate the fact that basketball gives you seven games all every round to make extra money. I hated baseball when they brought the stupid wild card down to one game. Absolutely hated that. I wish we got five games in a divisional, in the wild card round. Is that too much?
I think so. I think what we saw yesterday with the Dodgers-Reds, that being drawn out, even though we knew who was going to win. And I also think this three-game series, it kind
exciting.
Of gives an advantage to a team that's already higher up in the wild card, where they can maybe take a quick start and jump over a team that has to start their three or four starter because they're fighting for positioning in game 162.
Yeah, you get every game at home. That's certainly an advantage, without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah, man. I get it. Every series is going to be different. You're going to have some that are blowouts, some that are beatdowns, and you got to, you know, take it where you can get it, for lack of a better phrase or term. I'm just like, man, I hate the fact that we're going to move on to the Phillies and also the Dodgers, and that's only going to be a five-game series like that. To the reverse of what you said, that feels like a robbery.
Yeah, I'm down for the 3-7-7-7 if they were to do that.
Okay, got you. Yeah, 3-7-7-7. Okay, yeah. I can agree with that one.
Or, like we heard yesterday, in this day in sports history, 9-game World Series.
Oh, no thanks, bro.
Too long?
Well, I mean, what if they went right to the World Series, no?
They went right to the World Series, yes.
They didn't have no rounds?
But at the same time, there was a 3-game comeback or a 4-game comeback in the first ever World Series.
Oh, I wasn't alive. Well, did you see it?
No, not at all. I don't think any living American was alive for that.
You don't think any living American? Well, you were 1903?
Yeah, so is anyone here 122?
you want to Google that right now?
I'll Google it.
Oldest living American. How much you want to bet they're like 115? Let's see. God bless her. The oldest living American is Naomi Whitehead. She was born September 26 in 1910. She is an American super centenarian, a person over 110 years old. Became the oldest living person in the U.S. after the previous record holder, Elizabeth Francis, died last year, October 2024. She lives in Western Pennsylvania. Oh, so she may be out in Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania. You think she's a Steelers fan?
I hope so. But she's also, her birthday was 6 days ago.
Oh, God bless her, September 26th. God bless her. You want to be that old?
Depends how far we've advanced.
115? You going to be walking on robot stilts?
Potentially.
Yeah, not me. Like Futurama? You want to be stuck like Ted Williams in Futurama? You've seen him, right?
Yeah, the cryo head. Isn't that a true story?
Yes, he's frozen. Yeah. I think he's in Arizona, or he's been transported over to England. Excuse me?
He's next
Walt?
To Disney. Yeah, Walt did it too.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. Didn't they move Ted Williams' brain?
Maybe. I don't know what the guidelines are for moving frozen brains.
Yeah, I think there was a whole, man, this goes back 20 years. I remember reading about this like a long time ago. There was a lawsuit involved in his brain being moved and where it is. You know, I don't know. When I'm going, just let me deteriorate, okay? Just throw me in the ground and let me feed the trees. Leave me and stop me there. Anyway, let's talk about some positive things. Like right before the break, we talked about technology and all the changes and maybe how you can improve some of the games. We know the automatic ball strike system is coming to Major League Baseball next year. And I said, you know, the referees and umpires are eventually just going to have a lot of this technology tethered to them where they're not going to have to stop the play. And I don't know, maybe they'll be buzzed. And this reminded me. Bacha, do you remember Google Glass? You ever heard of that?
Yes. That's basically, what was that, 2015, where they tried to sell the glasses?
Sometime in there. You put this thing over your face and you get screens in your eyes and all this other stuff. I tried it out. They gave me a pair. Let me play around with it. And it was cool because you could literally give you directions, but it was ahead of its time. The concept was noble. But now you actually have this technology, soon to be halfway, in normal looking ass shades and glasses. Bacha, there was a guy in a neighborhood the other day where I live. He was just like, hey, JR, look at this. I was like, what? He lit his eyeglasses up, right? And then he pulled up his phone. He had a pair of Ray-Bans on. And he showed me the photo that he took of me with his glasses. And I know people are doing this all over the place now, especially on social media. We've seen stupid ref cams. We've seen these stupid gadgets attached to the refs. You don't think that the technology eventually will help the referees and umpires make the calls instantaneously?
No, they do. They will. But
it will. What are we, like another 30 years, 20 years, 10 years away from that stuff?
Probably. But at the same time, I think those Meta Ray-Bans, I think they are, whatever they're called. Though that's a completely different type of situation, I think, because it's just giving you a point of view.
Sure.
It's just a camera.
Yeah, but eventually, that camera, that Ray-Ban, Meta glasses, whatever the hell, it's going to be able to give you direction. They're going to put a screen in the frames. What do you call it? The glass sooner than later.
Yeah.
It's coming.
My only issue with that is that will people accept that and be like,
yes,
is there too many
things
going on? Because wearing glasses now, it's like, okay, there's a lot of things going on if I'm looking the wrong way in this frame. But if there's like pop-ups and directions and text messages, that's way too much.
Speaking of pop-ups, Pete Armstrong just catches a ball in center field. He catches a pop-up deep. Cubs advance. The Cubs are moving on. The Cubs just beat the San Diego Padres 3-1. They advance to take on the Brewers in the next round. This happens to be the divisional series. This is going to be a lot of fun, maybe, possibly. Maybe, possibly, this will be a lot of fun. Is it wrong for me to call Craig Counsell a turncoat?
No, because he basically sold out for more money, for being honest.
I wish he was still, well, he's not playing, he's the manager. When does he get booed? In the introductions, that's it?
Nah, he might get booed outside the stadium. And then social media, of course.
Who sees him going to the stadium, I don't know, 6 hours before the game starts? Nobody sees him.
There's a lot of weird people in this world where I think, not even just for, booing people. People stand outside for autographs. They stand outside just to get a picture. I wouldn't be surprised if they had a couple hecklers.
Yeah, but he's going to be asked about that ad nauseum. And the thing is, I believe the Brewers are ultimately going to win. And so he's going to be catching the entire time in the entire process. So congratulations to the Chicago Cubs. They advance. They win this game 3-1. Two Padres ended up on the base paths in the bottom inning, in the bottom of the ninth, I should say. And the Chicago Cubs still go on to hold on. Man, Yu Darvish, he takes the L. One inning pitch, two earned runs, four hits. The Padres we got plenty of time to get into the Cubs. Probably talk more about them tomorrow. I just feel that the Padres, they went all in. They got added all these guys, made all these trades. They're constantly just, how is this, how do you maintain it? I don't think you can. Like, they're trying to keep up and battle with the Dodgers, which just seems impossible. And so eventually I feel like we're going to get to a point where Preller is going to look around and go, man, I had all these young guys and the C.J. Abrams of the world, and I shot my shot, and I missed. I mean, we as the Padres, we can't throw no damn payroll out here like the Dodgers, 300-plus, so I don't know. The Padres are just running in place. So what do you think about this team, Bodger?
The Padres, I think the passing of their former owner, I'm forgetting his name for some reason, that really cost them, because they had the whole issue with who had full control over the team, and then there was debates over how much spending they would have to make. And it was so bad earlier this year that they almost traded Dylan Cease, and it's just going to affect the team long term. To where I think they're regretting the Xander Bogaerts deal, of course, just because he's aging and he's not fitting the team's future anymore. But this is why you see the move for Mason Miller to fill the spot of Robert Suarez.
Yeah, but the owner died. The poor man died a couple years ago. I know he was sick, but what does that have to do with today?
Because the owners that replaced him are not going to contribute to winning. I think they see more as a profitable passive income. So I don't think they're going to be as competitive. I don't think they're going to have this many opportunities to sign guys like, let's say, Kyle Schwarber, or go after a guy like Xander Bogaerts again.
You know what sucks? This is bad. I've always wanted to see a game out there. I've been trying to go out there. How long has Petco been open? Like 20 years now? Maybe longer?
Close to it.
I've been trying to go out. Have you been out there to Petco?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I've wanted to go, but I'm like, why bother? Why bother? At this rate, I'll probably go out to the new A's stadium before I ever get out to Petco, which is a damn shame. Shame, shame, shame. Is there a ballpark you really want to go to you haven't been?
Wrigley? I haven't been to Wrigley yet.
Ooh, it's kind of boring. No, you know, let me relax. They have redone it completely since I've been. I think I was last in there, I don't know, 2015, 16, 17. And so I went right before they redid it.
Yeah, but I loved Boston. I love Fenway. So
dump.
Yes, but it's a historical dump. Yeah, and it's dump. The vibe in the stadium is different than to a lot of stadiums you'll ever see.
I miss the old Yankee Stadium, but that place was a dump too.
I think we have connections to old stadiums as fans, just where maybe you saw, I don't know, good things happen to your team. Yeah. So like, I'm not going to sit here and say like, oh yeah, Shea Stadium, one of the best stadiums ever. But it's memorable.
It was a dump too. It was a dump too.
Yeah, but it's our dump. And that's why.
Concrete, orange and blue, more concrete dump. Neon signs outside like I was going to the club, dump. Yeah. A bird. No, I didn't tell you. I went with one of my friends one day. We sat behind home plate, and for whatever reason, we got there. We switched seats, and throughout the course of a game, a bird took a poop on him, and I ended up catching a T-shirt. And I said, you know, at that point, I realized that God doesn't like him.
I think, yeah, but that's also probably just the basic cliff notes of Shea Stadium. It was just a mess.
Oh. Well, I got a T-shirt, and he got. Well, crap. Okay.
Yeah.
I can deal with that. I'm fine with that, too. Congratulations to the Cubs advancing to take on the Brewers. Right now, Schlittler on the mound for the New York Yankees. Getting ready for another rookie with Boston as well as Connolly. Early will hit the mound for them. Let's see what happens. Do or die for the Yankees and Sox. We got two teams that have advanced in both the Tigers and now the Cubs. We'll see who advances between the Yankees and Boston. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Waiting on kickoff as well for Thursday Night Football, but we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about a team that's not the Dodgers in the National League. Let's talk about the team that they're going to face. That's the Phillies. We're going to be joined by John Kincaid from WIP Radio in Philadelphia. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Botox Cosmetic, botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. Or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is a big day in baseball. Elimination Day, Yankees and Red Sox are going at it right now. We just had the Cubs advance past the Padres earlier today. Detroit goes past the Guardians. And one team that has been waiting on their opponent happens to be the Phillies. Okay, we saw what the Dodgers did yesterday, taking care of the Reds in two games. The Dodgers get all of the attention. Are the Phillies actually just kind of flying underneath the radar? To talk about what we can expect from this matchup between the Phillies and also the Dodgers, and to talk about a few things going on in the city of brotherly love, joining us right now is a familiar voice. You can also catch him now on 975 The Fanatic in Philly. It's John Kincaid. John, how are you, man?
JR, how you doing, man? What's going on tonight?
I'm good. Well, there's a lot going on. We got football, we got baseball, but I want to talk about the matchup that we have to wait until Saturday to see. It's the Phillies. It's also the Dodgers. I think it sucks, period, that this is only going to be a 5-game series. I think we can get so much more baseball out of this. What are you expecting?
Well, I'm going to tell you this, JR. I was looking at it this way, and we had a statistics professor this morning take me to task on my show this morning because I was saying the same thing. I wish Phillies-Dodgers was going to be 7 games because these are the two betting favorites to win the World Series, and they're meeting in the divisional series. And the statistics professor said it should be exactly what Phillies or Dodger fans want because if you're trying to beat them, it's easier to beat one of the best teams in a 5-game series than a 7-game series. Because I already told our listeners this morning, this is going to be the most miserable week of baseball of our lives, JR.
It is.
This is going to be from pitch one to the final out. It is going to be excruciating. I described it as a colonoscopy without anesthesia. It is going to be excruciating baseball. You know, postseason baseball, it's tough as it is. But when it's Phillies Dodgers, these two teams play really, really great games together. The Phillies have a lot of success on their resume against the Dodgers head-to-head. It's going to be really, really interesting to watch.
When you think about no Zach Wheeler, thoracic outlet syndrome, and then you got to throw Chris Sanchez out there for game one. We know about Aaron Nola coming through and Ranger Suarez. Do you think they have enough from the Phillies' perspective without Wheeler being the ace and number one?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, the first night matchup with Ohtani and Sanchez, Sanchez is the better starting pitcher. Sanchez has had an amazing year, and he goes further into games and he goes deeper into games because whether that's how the Dodgers protect the investment they have in Ohtani or otherwise, whatever gets you to that Dodger bullpen faster is advantage Phillies. But I'm going to tell you right now, because of the break between games one and two, that there's a day off, they get that Sunday off, the game one starters will be the game four starters. So the Phillies will get Sanchez twice. I don't see any way the Phillies win the series against the Dodgers unless they win games one and game four, because I do believe the Dodgers have the edge otherwise in starting pitching, and they have a slight edge in the lineup, maybe even a good edge in the lineup. It's the bullpens where this thing's lopsided. The Dodger bullpen is honestly, it's an arson squad. And if the Phillies can get to that bullpen, they're going to have a ton of success. And that's where they found success this year. They didn't have success. They won the season series 4-2. They didn't have success against Dodger starting pitching. But every time they got to the Dodger bullpen, they lit them up. And that's what they're hoping to do. Work the Dodger starters, get to the bullpen, and then make it work from there.
John Kincaid, morning show co-host on 97.5 The Fanatic in Philly, is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. We know that this Phillies team, they've dealt with a variety of injuries. What's the latest with Trey Turner? Is there concern about him and his leg? Should we still be concerned? Liability? What are your thoughts?
Well, he's not a liability, JR, but the problem is this. Yesterday, the manager talked too much, and it's something where Rob Thompson's a really good manager. He's a really good guy to manage a baseball team over 162, but he talks too much. He gives away details that he doesn't need to give away. Yesterday, he talked about Trey Turner coming back, and he pretty much said, but he's not going to be out there stealing bases.
No, boy.
I have no idea. I have no idea why the manager is sharing that kind of information. Why are you giving away that kind of data? that we're going to be really careful with his hamstring, which was really the message he was trying to deliver. I don't know why you'd be telling people that. I wouldn't give that information away at all. I'd be keeping that a secret. I'd be letting the Dodgers think he could run at any time. But instead, he played his cards publicly there. And then he said the game three starter could be coming in relief in game one because of the gap between game one and game three. It's the day for the game one starter to throw on the side. So in other words, that was tipping the cap that they may go to Ranger Suarez as the game three starter and not the game two starter. So Rob Thompson is literally giving away state secrets yesterday talking, and I didn't understand why. But I don't think Trey Turner's a liability. I mean, he was a batting title winner. I mean, he's had a tremendous year. He finally delivered this year the guy that the Phillies thought they were getting when they signed him to a $325 million contract. But his defense was the best that it's been since he's been here in Philly. His offense has been tremendous. But the speed on the base pass was something that he really was a benefit this year. And it also got Kyle Schwarber out of a leadoff spot, which I was clamoring for years. Get him out of there, because Schwarber up around 25-30% from his career high in runs batted in because they got him out of the stupid leadoff spot for a power hitter. I never understood it. Some nerd with a calculator and a spreadsheet told them to bat him leadoff, and I never understood it. And this year, I was proven right. I mean, he's much more productive back there.
Yeah, what do you know? The big masher used to sit in the 3-4 spot. Let's just
amazing?
Let him just mash by himself with nobody on base. Don't get me started, John. Don't do it, please.
Yeah, it's as if a bunch of guys who went to Ivy League schools and never swung a bat past Little League are telling guys who played baseball their whole lives, you don't understand the game. This is what you don't understand. And it's driven me crazy forever.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, let's put Manny Ramirez at number one. Why not? Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Why not? Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, you talk about Kyle Schwarber. We know that this guy's a masher. If Shohei Ohtani did not exist, let's just go ahead and hand him the National League MVP. Is there a concern that he's going to walk out the door at the conclusion of the season, whenever it is, or is he going to get paid with the Phillies?
I have very little concern that he's leaving. I do not know Kyle well, so I am not reporting anything here. I'm not acting like I'm in the know, but I do not believe he's leaving. I do not believe he's given any indication that he does anything but loves it here. He is a cult hero in this town. He's beloved, and I don't think the Phillies are in any way financially strapped or otherwise that they will have any problem being able to pay him what market value is. And he is truly the face of the franchise, because even though Bryce Harper is supposedly the guy, and I say supposedly not to be divisive, but Bryce Harper is not the spokesperson for this team. Kyle Schwarber is the spokesperson. He's the person you go to when something has to be spoken to about the team, speak for something. It's Kyle Schwarber, and he's a dynamic force. He's a beloved force here, and I don't think he's going anywhere.
What are your thoughts on what we can expect out of this 5-game series? Do you see the Phils moving forward?
I do. Let's put it this way. I do if they win game one and game four. So I'll be able to tell you tomorrow. I'll be able to tell you Saturday night. Because if the Dodgers steal game one, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't see the Phillies winning the series. And I hate to be defeatist like that. I hate to have that defeatist attitude. But in a short series, you've got to take control of the things you have control of. And even though home field has meant very little, the Phillies have won at Chavez Ravine and the Phillies have won in Philadelphia. But you fight all year to get that home field. But the Sanchez starts are the ones where even Vegas will tell you they're going to give the Philadelphia Phillies the edge. They're going to give them the betting edge. They're going to be the favorites in the game. They're the favorites in the game right now on the betting books on Saturday night. But they're not the betting favorites, JR, for the whole series. So it's telling you, Saturday night, the Phillies are favored, but that means if they're not favored for the series, that means game two, game three, the Dodgers are going to be favored because their pitching's better. And it's not going to be as good when you're going to Jesus Luzardo or whether you're potentially going to Suarez. It's not going to be as good. So they got to win game one. And if they win game one, well, I think they will be able to take the series. I think it's too simplistic. But game one's going to be the toe of the tail. Can they get off to a good start? And if they do, I think they'll take the series.
Well, John, regardless of how this season ends for the Phillies, Everybody's in their early, mid-30s here. We know about Wheeler going down. God knows when he comes back. What are your thoughts on them being able to compete for championships into the future? Is this year not kind of the best pathway? We discussed this a little bit earlier in the show as well.
Yeah, this is absolutely a great window for them, and they've had three other bites at the apple the last 3 years. And last year they choked on it in the Big Apple. But it was, they've had great opportunities. I don't think they're slacking off next year in any way, shape, or form. I think there's no reason to believe that they won't be able to go out there and win the division again. And believe me, Zach Wheeler has every intention of coming back. And if all indications go with his surgery and with rehab of what they expect it to be, he should be throwing again and throwing again by like late April, early May. And so that would mean like probably pitching again by like Memorial Day. So he should be able to be a factor again. I think the Phillies will have enough to be able to be still the best team in the East. And that's a matter of, you know, okay, they're getting at it. But as long as Schwarber comes back, I think the Phillies will look much different, JR, if they don't win a championship, though. I wouldn't be shocked if Nick Castellanos is gone. In fact, I expect that. I wouldn't be shocked if Alec Bohm was gone. I wouldn't be shocked if they decided to shake things up a little bit. They have some young players like Justin Crawford down in the minor leagues. The guy who led AAA pretty much in hitting, 21 years old, you know, his dad, Carl Crawford from the Tampa Bay Rays days, a dynamic outfielder that can steal bases and can do things. And you can have a cheap option there. So if you go and you pay Schwarber some big money, you can put him into one of those outfield spots like Castellanos' spot, and you can pay him, you know, chump change. And you can be able to, you know, move in there and sustain this thing longer. So I don't believe it's like the window's closing on their fingers. But if you're talking about a great opportunity, this is a great opportunity. Because nobody in the National League, save the Dodgers, is as good as the Phillies. Not this year. And the Phillies just got to go out and prove it over the next week. And I'm telling you, it's going to be excruciating. I told my wife tonight, I said, I'm not looking forward to this series at all. I mean, I know it's going to be great baseball. But I know I'm not going to enjoy it. It's going to be excruciating.
Edge of your seat. I need to grab another drink. I can't get up. I can't move. It's going to be one of those.
That is, I doom scroll AJ Brown's Twitter, wondering when he's going to drop something next. Boy. You know, I mean, it's like constant drama. They couldn't do it better on the Young and the Restless. I can tell you that.
Oh my God. They're winning all these games. Something has to be negative, right? Something.
It always does, but the thing is, it's so funny. It always gets portrayed as like, well, the fans, the city. No, this was AJ, and AJ did this to himself this week. But they just keep winning. And now Denver comes in this week, one of the best defenses in the NFL. And I'm fully convinced they'll find another way to win and get to 5-0. But it won't be pretty, and everybody will be saying, what the hell's wrong with the Eagles? And they'll just continue to win. It's the way it goes here. There's always something going on.
Yeah, hey, story of life, right? You win it on top, and something's always going on. That's how it goes.
It's the way it works.
Hey, John, appreciate the time, man. Tell everybody where they could find, keep up, and listen to you now.
Sure, they can find 975thefanatic.com. You can check the, you can download the Fanatic app. You can follow along on Twitter. That's where I'm best. My daughter says Kincaid Radio on Instagram. She says I suck on Instagram. So that's her endorsement. She says I'm terrible on Instagram.
You got to get the reels together, John. Come on.
I'm trying to. We're really good on YouTube. Our radio show is one of the most popular in the whole country of local radio shows on YouTube. So, I mean, I haven't got that going for us. But she says that I have a good team that puts that together for me. So I can't take the credit for it.
We all got good teams. Hey, John, you got a good one, man.
And you guys have a great team up there. I loved working with them for the 7 years I was with you guys. And I love all you guys up there in New York. I hope you're all doing well.
Hey, John, we appreciate you. We'll catch you on down the line, okay? Don't sweat
too
much.
Take care, man. Anytime.
Absolutely. No. A big thank you to John Kincaid for joining us. 97.5, the Fanatic, a familiar voice here on the Infinity Sports Network. We got so much going on. We got Thursday Night Football underway. I told you we've had now two teams eliminated from the Major League Baseball postseason. We got another team or two teams going after it right now. And so we're going to get an update. When we come back on the other side, we'll hear what A.J. Brown is saying. Why is this guy? He's being a fly in the ointment. Like, they're winning, they're doing good, and he's just out here tweeting. Put your phone down. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. What's the update in the world of sports? Here he is with a news flash, Dexter Henry.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Botox Cosmetic, onabotulinum botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much. A familiar voice here. We appreciate you, John Kincaid, for joining us from 97.5, The Fanatic in Philly. Came through to give us a little bit of a preview about what we can expect between the Phillies and then also the Dodgers. If you missed that conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees, and you just heard this from Dexter Henry, the Yankees in Boston, they are still scoreless, and nobody scored a run. We're in the bottom of the second, so things are still early. Meanwhile, Thursday Night Football. How about this? San Francisco, they have an early 7-0 lead against the Rams. They just finished up the first quarter. Christian McCaffrey, if we expected this, he's a man possessed. 19 yards rushing in addition to 43 yards receiving. He cannot be stopped. The 49ers have basically dominated the time of possession. Mac Jones has already thrown a touchdown to Tonis, and the Rams are just like, can we get the ball back? Can we do some damage? The actual time of possession, let me find it right now. Damn. 11 minutes. 12 minutes for San Francisco to 3 minutes for the Rams. The Rams have not had the ball. San Francisco's run 22 plays. The Rams 6. San Francisco has 139 yards. The Rams 7 total yards of offense. So let's see how long this one lasts. And how about this? San Francisco, the 49ers still have the ball. Trying to put some more points up on the board. So, yeah, you got Shanahan and you got McVay out here. Yeah, they're trying to go out here and outsmart each other. Bacha, how about, did you see that little two-time, three-time, four-time flea flicker? Did you see that?
I didn't yet. Was it like, did it look cool or was it like too much?
Nah, they netted like 9 yards from McCaffrey. I think he was like a yard short. He was complaining about being pulled by the shoulder pads. I don't know. A horse collar. I don't think it was a horse collar. They just got him by the pad. It was pretty cool. If I remember correctly, like Jones got it and then another guy got it. I think it was one of their receivers and then flipped it back to Mac and then Mac threw it to Christian and then he just ended up getting 9 yards. So I'm like, damn, okay, Shanahan, he's doing everything today. He's going to stand upside down on his head trying to go out here and get some offense. Damn. Let's see what the Rams can do with their offense. Thank you once again to John Kincaid for joining us. We didn't just talk about the Phillies. Lo and behold, of course, the Eagles had to come up. The team that's 4-0 just beat Tampa Bay. The team that people complain about, they don't win sexy, they're not fancy. They just get the job done. And getting the job done, I thought, was winning. But we know A.J. Brown, over the past several years, there's been points in time where, you know, if he didn't get the ball, he was going to let you know about it. We heard at one point both he and Jalen Hurts weren't on the best of terms. Of course, winning a Super Bowl and a championship helps that. But the Eagles are not built to just air the ball out. Even though they have two of the best wide receivers, you know, in the NFC, they're a power football team. And damn it, even A.J. Brown, he is a powerful wide receiver. He's not happy. I mean, he's quoting out pieces about not getting the ball and hypothetical and religious statements. And it's just like, well, are you happy? Are you not happy? Well, he finally spoke to the media. And I'll let you be the judge. What the heck did your social media post mean? What are you talking about?
First off, I want to start off by saying, obviously, Sunday after the game, I let my frustrations boil over. I didn't speak to the media. I had a chance to correct my frustrations, and I continue to let it boil over. That's on me. You know, I take full accountability on that, posting that. My message on Twitter wasn't directed at anyone in the building. Not my coaches, not my quarterback, my GM, nobody. You know, like I said, I take full accountability. I have an open communication with all my coaches and with my quarterback as well. Me and my coaches, KP, Nick, we discuss weekly about trying to get this thing on the same page. So, yeah, there you go. Go ahead.
But that's why you don't put messages out in the first place, to not confuse people. Christian McCaffrey touchdown from Mac Jones, a receiving touchdown. Damn. 49ers now lead the Rams 13-0 as they get ready for the extra point. Mac Jones with the bad knee has already thrown two touchdowns. Brock Purdy not playing. How about that? 14-0. San Francisco leads the Rams. This is the actual post from A.J. Brown. It's Bible verse Mark chapter 6, verse 11. If you're, so yeah, it has to do with football. Well, he didn't tell us what it has to do with, but he won't say. If you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way. That's what he tweeted out. How are you going to tell people like, it wasn't for my team, it wasn't for my coaches, it wasn't for my quarterback, I was just frustrated. Oh, come on, man. Spare me. Like, just go ahead and read another book on the sidelines. Like, this, he explained why he was frustrated. Listen to him.
I think it's normal to have frustrations because of the standard that we hold ourselves to, you know, and we have a lot of talent on offense. And to be honest, you know, defense and special teams have been low-key carrying us, you know, and it's just like we need to clean up what we need to clean up and get on the same page and, you know, and play to the building that we say that we can and be who we are called to be. So it's a standard that we preach. And so, so it's easy to have that frustration. I think it's fair to have that frustration. But like I said, I just can't let that boil over. So.
Just don't pick your phone up. Is it that difficult? Man, do you have to say everything that comes to your mind? Is it necessary? People don't have anything better to do with their lives? I'm sorry. Bacha, I'm sorry. I've seen some of these messages between Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. Why are they so angry at each other?
I think they were beefing over who is the real queen of rap. And that's been boiling over for what, like 7 years now?
I think Nicki Minaj is just angry. That's my thought. I'm like, hey, what are you angry for? Anyway, what is A.J. Brown? He's a champion. He's angry.
Yeah, but there's also, when you think about it, they're winning, but there's also a lot of money on the line for how he plays, too. Because, one, there's incentives. Two, there's a third contract coming up. It's just small things that are being taken to higher levels than they should. And I don't know if that's the way he was growing up.
Well, but, go back to the Tennessee Titans then and make some money. Go back to the Titans, bro.
Maybe he will. He's got to remove himself from somewhere quietly. But
winning comes with a price, yeah. Okay? Sometimes you ain't happy.
Yeah, but I think the frustration comes down to incentives and then, I guess, the future of his contract, even though he just got extended.
Well, he should know this. They don't care. Eagles don't care about that, bro. They don't care. They want to win football games. You're under contract, and it's not about you. I mean, I can understand being selfish financially, but, I mean, going on social media and complaining, I don't know. Look, we see this all the time with wide receivers, typically in the offseason. I mean, what, last year Brandon Ayuk is like, oh, I don't want to be here. They don't want me. Send me to Washington. Everybody's always doing the social media thing. Whatever tool you need to use to get paid, I guess. I mean, we saw Nafisa Collier sitting down at a press conference like a couple of days before the WNBA finals, just eviscerating the commissioner. So, I mean, I guess you got to do whatever you need to do when you need to do it. Oh, yeah, by the way, Caitlin Clark said she agrees with what Nafisa Collier said. And so even the Golden Goose is coming after the commissioner. Oh, man, it's a lot going on. San Francisco's leading the Rams 14-0. The Yankees and Boston are still scoreless. When we come back from break, yeah, we'll give you an update on everything going on. Yeah, we'll hear from Caitlin Clark. She got a beef with the commissioner, too. I guess everybody does. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
Botox Cosmetic, onabotulinum botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.